I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
I went to buy. I know you don't drink wine. You don't drink.
No, I don't drink wine.
You drink
beer occasionally.
Beer occasionally.
I've had one beer this week at a gig.
Yeah, I like to have one wine per night.
Why not?
Why? There's a good name for a show.
Why not?
Yeah. Anyway, so. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know a lot about wine.
Red wine?
No, I don't know a lot. I was at a party once and I was drinking Grange, which is like...
Expensive.
Mm. I didn't know. I was drinking it like it was... Well, but not my fault.
Like it was out of a cask.
Like may as well have been.
Yeah.
So anyway, went to the drive-through and I was obviously buying wine that... I won't say how much it was, but it was cheap, okay? And I knew it was cheap.
And the guy knows it's cheap. Wine can be very cheap, though. You can get like $10. Well, you'd be like 30, wouldn't you? Or you're 10. You're 12.
No. 10.
10?
Well, don't say it like that.
Is it for cooking?
What? No.
You know, you can buy little bottles of wine for cooking.
Hang on.
To make your spaghetti bolognese?
Bolognese. Okay, is it bolognese?
I think you're right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I made it yesterday, in fact.
I reckon you'd make a great spaghetti bolognese.
You know what? I do.
I reckon you should have a restaurant called Dave's Old Fashioned Happy Family Meals.
Like Skipper from Gilligan's Island, I walk around in my outfit from The Nugget or something and say hello to people. Why is he dressed in high vis? It's his character from The Nugget.
Yeah.
That's his most famous role.
How's the food? Yeah, not bad. What do you got? I've got sausages, mashed potatoes and peas with gravy.
Yeah. You know what would be on the menu? Chicken schnitzel, spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
A roast. There'd be a roast of the day.
Yeah.
We have a roast of the
day. And what would you do for dessert?
Oh, well, I'm not that... ice cream and fruit.
Ice cream and fruit. I'd bang a little bit of chocolate topping on there. And I think you've got anything as good as...
I make banana cake. What else do I make for dessert sometimes? I make chocolate pudding. A chocolate pudding in the oven. You know that one?
I buy little single ones at the supermarket. And it's the happiest time of the day when I have a little bit of chocolate pudding. Anyway.
You have to come to my house for dinner once. You have to come over.
I'd love to.
Kieran said, would Glenn come... We don't have anyone over, really.
No, nor do we.
Except Betty, my mother-in-law, who... loves my foot cooking.
Well, you do that thing where you're driving around with the kids and then you ring me up and go, while you're in the car with the kids, can you tell that story about the time that you...
You're very good.
You go, Glenn, tell the kids a story about when...
The time you got pranked by aggro.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got to work
the room, which is his car,
over the phone. And also you've done Uncle Arthur.
No fee.
No fee.
No fee. No.
You did Uncle Arthur once too because they'd been watching Uncle Arthur.
Right.
And that is
I do it over the phone for them in the car.
Yeah, you've done Uncle Arthur for us. Even on Russell Coit. Oh, you might have done Russell Coit because they love Russell Coit. But they've been watching Uncle Arthur on YouTube and that's a perfect comedy for kids.
Yeah, because physical.
When Uncle Arthur goes camping was the one they loved.
Yeah, yeah.
Good memories for you.
Anyway, so I took the bottle. I knew that it was cheap. Okay. Yeah. It was just $10. Okay. As I'm walking up, I want to admit to them that I'm drinking cheap wine. And I know that I'm drinking cheap wine and it's okay. So as I walk up to the counter, what song did I sing?
Cheap Wine and a 3-Day Growth.
Yeah, exactly.
The Chisel.
Yep. I went, Cheap Wine and a 3-Day Growth. Come on.
Good song.
Come on. And the guy goes, sorry?
Oh, no. He's probably too young.
I said, you know, the song, Cheap Wine. I've got some cheap wine and I've got a bit of a 3-day growth, so it's exactly spot on. Okay.
Oh.
Who's it by? Jimmy Barnes and the...
Cold Chisel.
No.
Was he young?
Well, he must have been, I don't know, about 20 or something. So then not only did I feel embarrassed, but then I've doubled up the embarrassment and drove out with looked around at them and they're kind of shaking their head.
Yeah.
Bemused by that guy that plays Uncle Arthur and Russell Coit coming up. Imagine someone walking up to you and singing a song that you've never heard before. You've got to go,
there's
something wrong with him.
No, he's one of those actor types. Something weird going on there.
So I did a bit of mime and did a bit of a, you know, walking into the wind for them.
You know what you should have done is just pulled up and opened the wine and drank it in your car and just eyeballed him? Yeah. Then throw the bottle at him. See you later.
Why, how are you going there, little kiddie? You probably wouldn't remember this either.
He's living in his car. Bye. Oh, there's the music.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Yep, she knows the time to push play, does Sam. She just does it appropriately. And there it is, or Somehow Related. Dave O'Neill, Glenn Robbins, here sitting here chatting about two topics that aren't related, but are.
They are. There is a connection. The connection is made at the end. So don't keep listening.
Yeah.
It's a quick podcast. It's not a...
I heard someone the other day, they said they like to listen to it in bed and it sends them off to sleep. So I don't know what that means. Does that mean it's the tone of the voice?
My Pilates instructor said her dad's a fan of the show. He's a former media teacher. Newstead. Hello, Mr. Shona's dad. Sorry, I don't know your name. But your daughter's a great Pilates instructor.
Are you still doing Pilates?
Yeah, I didn't do it yesterday because I had something on, but I've been doing it for like at least 5 years. And
how's your core?
My core's rotten. Yeah, I don't know, because you were a very early... When I first met you, early convert. At least 20 years ago, you doing Pilates, and I'd never heard of it.
Yeah. I do it every night on the floor in front of the telly.
See, you've got good posture. My posture's terrible.
Yeah.
But, any activity for me is good. Any exercise is good. It's my theory.
Mm.
But
and so you're doing it once a week on the reformer.
Well,
you know,
on the reformer, but also some of my kids are doing it now, so they go on a Thursday night because they don't do any sport, and I can see them getting bad posture as well, so I'm dragging them to Pilates. So sometimes I do it twice a week.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. Look, any exercise is good.
If you want to do it at home, though, just Google, just put it into YouTube.
Do the open book. You can do the open book. You know the open book?
No.
You know when you lie on the floor and you open your arms like you're opening a large book?
Oh, that's good.
You know that one? You don't know that one. Because they've all got names, haven't they?
There's like...
The scooter.
Yeah, that's the only one that I can remember.
Oh, there's so many of them. With the spring... Anyway, let's get our topics. What are the topics?
Vikings and climate change.
Two of my favourite things. I don't believe in Vikings. No, I'm on Tony Abbott's page. I don't believe him. You know, my kids keep asking me, to my dad, Kev, who's 83, does he believe in global warming? Because I'm pretty sure he's a skeptic.
Who, your dad?
Kev, yeah. It's getting warmer. No. I said, Dad, we don't get frost on the cars hardly anymore. Remember we used to get frost on the cars? You don't get that anymore.
No, except my frangipani died.
Oh. Is that from global warming?
Well, that would be frost.
Oh, okay. Maybe we do get frost.
Yeah, so give us a call if your frangipani is having some trouble.
With the frost?
Well, that's what they reckon. But anyway. The question is, are you a believer, non-believer? So you're a non-believer?
No, I'm a believer.
Yeah. Are you 100% believer?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can be like I believe in it. Your voice goes up a bit. Yeah. No, or you can I believe.
I believe it because we're living in like a balloon.
In a greenhouse.
Yeah, in a greenhouse. Do you believe it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we're both believers.
But then...
And there's some good effects. You live in Tasmania, it's getting warmer.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? What's it going to be like in 30 years? Who knows?
But the reality is the Earth, you can do anything to the Earth and just goes, yeah, whatever. I'll get through it. I'll be around for 500 million.
Well, you know what? The hole in the ozone layer was actually solved. I read this the other day. They had a hole in the ozone layer.
Yeah.
And it was Reagan or someone got together.
CFCs?
Yeah, CFCs, yes.
And that was him and Margaret. We've talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher.
That's right. Well, you know, and I've
She changed the world.
Changed
literally.
The world, inventing soft serve and...
Oh, yes. And that was something we learned on this show.
We did.
Which is helping out people at dinner parties when they have some fruit and soft serve, then they can say... Invented by Margaret Thatcher.
I don't think anyone's having soft serve at dinner parties unless you've got a soft serve machine.
But as your friend
did. My neighbour had one. Yeah,
which also we learned. But anything is relevant on topic. Any joke, any bit of information, if it's on topic, is relevant at a dinner party.
That's true. Global warming, if they reckon if you stop eating meat, the world stops eating meat, global warming will stop.
Isn't there been something put through lately? And is it in the UK they're trying to put a price on that?
Yeah.
To discourage you from eating red meat? I think they have. Anyway.
Meat-free Monday, Paul McCartney says. That was Linda's idea, meat-free Monday.
What do we do straight after this show?
We're going to eat meat.
We go and have burgers.
Well, I think you. Well, you have fish actually. You tend to have a bit of fish.
Oh no! Last week I had the one that you have.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh god! And going to have a little snooze after
pretty
that.
Pretty good.
And I had burgers last night actually. Anyway,
We can have a vegetarian.
No.
Meat free Monday. Yeah. We're going to meat free Thursday.
So, what are the elements of global warming?
It's been warmer.
Sea levels going up.
Bad for the Pacific Islands.
Ice caps melting.
Yeah, that's not good.
The Great Barrier Reef.
That's terrible.
Too much heat on the reef.
Oh, you're not putting a positive spin on it.
Well, I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to work it. I'm writing them on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And then we can come back to it later on. So we've got our major points because we're having a...
Okay, they're the negatives. What are the positives?
Positives.
Gets warmer in Hobart now.
Yep.
Someone told me that in 30 years, Melbourne will be like Brisbane. And we don't want Melbourne to be like Brisbane. No, I love Brisbane, but it's too hot in January and February.
Yeah, it's very humid.
You've got to have aircon. It's just so full on.
Yeah, you gather around an air conditioner up there in summer like you gather around a heater down here in winter. I said that first.
You said that first.
Yeah. Yep, there you go.
Glenn Robbins, global warming believer.
So is there much to, you know, so if we know what global warming is, then we can go over and we can chat about Vikings and see if there's anything in there that may trigger us towards why they're linked.
I reckon you would know about Vikings. I love Vikings, that show, with Ragnar, with the Aussie. It's an Aussie actor.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you got to watch it. Do you like...
What is it? Men wearing lamb's wool and
women
and guys having a little bit of gel in their hair, little bit of a suntan,
and you would love it. One of the Skarsgård brothers is in it. One of the Skarsgårds. So you know the Skarsgårds?
No,
Alexander Skarsgård. And there's a whole family of actors, and there's the dad who plays River. Have you seen the ABC show River?
Uh-uh.
And he's also in Pirates of the Caribbean. Anyway, he's a very good actor from Sweden, and then he's got all these sons, and they're all actors,
and they're all getting a gig.
Oh man, one was in It as the clown. One's very good looking, and he's in he was in that show with Nicole Kidman. He was Nicole Kidman's wife in Pretty Big Lies.
Very
good.
Yeah,
very good looking.
Yeah, I know.
And then there's the wacky one who's in Vikings, who plays Floki, the boat builder, but he just overacts. So he puts on his mascara and he goes, "I am Floki. I am the gods are talking to me." I'm like, "Mate, you're not in drama school."
Sounds pretty good to me.
So, I'd be interested what you think about his acting, because he's always talking to the gods. Told me, Ragnar, I had to kill your brother or whatever.
Is Sam able to bring up a scene from
with Floki?
Yeah, I'd like to hear.
You'd like to hear a bit of Floki,
a little bit of Floki.
I'm pretty good on. I generally don't mind anyone's acting. I can't generally tell if anyone's good or. You know, I can tell they're really bad.
Well, here's the trick. You read this in my acting book it's coming out soon. If you lose yourself in the character, then it's working. If you don't, if you're going, "I'm watching George Clooney pretending," it's not working for you. But sometimes you just go, "I forgot that I was watching Robert De Niro. I forgot."
Yeah.
You just fall into it.
That's right. That's and the really good actors can do that.
Well, I got to say...
He does that whispering kind of gods. That was
maybe you should consider...
It's an Aussie. Aussie plays Ragnar, the main character, who's been killed off. Spoiler alert. But and his wife's very good too, Agatha, who's a Canadian actress.
So what did you learn... So well done with your impression of what's his name?
Floki.
Sounds like someone who works at a massage. He works the front desk.
Yeah.
He's a traveling student,
and he's
working. Where would he work? A health food shop? No.
Yeah, health food shop. Organic fruit shop.
Yeah, organic fruit
Floki's
shop.
Floki's here.
Yeah.
Floki, you got any bananas? Look, I forgot the bananas. The gods have not spoken to me. Oh, it's something you buy at IKEA. Can I get a Floki? Have you got a Floki?
It does sound like a chair, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're all out of Flokis, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, they've been very popular, Flokis.
Floki. But Travis Brimmel. It's a Travis who's the Aussie actor.
Wow, you should have your own film show. Anyway, so what did you learn? Because I don't know much about... I know Vikings, Northern Hemisphere, cold water.
Sweden, Norway. Yeah,
sort of like there. Noble warrior, noble savages, were they? Were they kind of... There was a
No,
they were just...
Savage. They had no respect for you know, the pagan Christians' religions. So they would just rock up on a beach. They reckon it was the equivalent of like 9/11 happening in England.
Right.
That the English people and the French people were living this peaceful life, and all of a sudden these boats rock up and these full-on big blonde guys get out, and women get out with swords and axes and just run up the beach. And they'd always attack the monasteries and the churches because that's where the gold was. And they just go into the church and kill all the priests and the monks and take them as slaves.
But would they ever set up and live there?
Yeah, eventually they settled. Yeah, they settled in Rome, in France, and they settled in England because the English were just sick of them and said, "I have some land," you know. Just and they had settlements.
They existed in longboats.
Because they were very good at navigating.
But where were they from originally?
Sweden, Norway, Denmark.
So they just go, "Hey guys, you want to get on a boat and we'll go out and."
Well, they were big. This is what I learned from the Viking show under SBS. They were big farmers. So they went, but they ran. I think this is, might be. I don't know if this is a connection, but they ran out of land basically. And also in the wintertime, their land is no good. It's too hard to farm because it's too cold. And so they had to go out and pillage and plunder and find new land.
Pillage and plunder and find new land.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, yeah, it's a fascinating time. Because then eventually what happened, they settled in France and they settled in England, and then the French Vikings were the ones who took on the British. That was Rollo.
Wow, you're good. So they tied the longboats up and sort of said, okay, we're not going to go out anymore and just we'll go out there for...
Well, they took Paris. That was the thing. Did they? Yeah, they took Paris. And so then... The French were very good soldiers though, but they came back a few times. They kept coming back. And then eventually they took... Anyway, this is all on the Viking show. They took Paris, and then the French kind of went, oh.
So it was a
Have some land.
So good history lesson.
It's a fascinating time. But then eventually it all just sort of settled down, and they became part of England. They became part of France, and you know.
Because the only thing I had was that, you know, when I first went to a fancy dress party, I wore a Viking hat. Remember you could buy those plastic ones?
Oh, with the horns.
Yeah.
Which was not true. They didn't wear hats with horns.
That's right.
That's from an opera. That's from that famous Viking opera.
But they were good if you were driving around your car, you had them on the back seat. You just pop them on occasionally. Pull up the lights next to someone who's been giving you some, you know, road rage, and I'm not taking on the Viking.
Next year I'm going to Denmark and I'm going to go to the Viking Museum because they've got some of the long... They found some long ships in a fjord and they pulled them out of the ocean and they put them back together. Oh, how good would that be?
Bit ride. Maybe there'd be like a 3D ride where you could plunder and pillage and plunder.
Pillage and plunder.
So we've got your global warming on one side, you've got your Vikings on the other. We know what they're doing. They're wandering around in longboats. They're taking over. They're not good people because they're chopping the heads off.
Look, they were good to their own people, but they used to fight amongst themselves too. There was a lot of fighting amongst themselves. And I think their average age was, you look up the average age, is like 35. They die at 35 or 40. The average Viking would die quite early. So they'd have kids quite early.
The main cast was good looking, weren't they? They were good.
Yeah.
And they all had a bit of braided hair going on.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
I'm sure there was a bit of gel in there. They had gel in those days.
Yeah, there was gel.
There was gel.
Bit of wax.
Yeah, bit of eyeliner, bit of makeup. Are you leaning towards anything? Can we have some thinking music?
Let's have some Viking music.
Why not? I don't know what it would be, but I reckon I'm going to say foreboding. Jeez, you're big on the impressions today. It's good.
Well, imagine that if you're in your monastery on the coast of England and you hear this.
You go, oh, no.
What's
hey,
that,
Darl.
What's that, Gary?
What's that?
Excuse me. And then they just come kicking in the front door. And
people like they're going to a fancy dress party in a boat. They got those horns on? Yeah, I think they have. Yeah. Well, no, they haven't.
God, when you just run to the mountains, you would just seriously hide, I reckon.
Going and chopping off here. Okay. Well, that was what I thought it would be.
Yeah, very. I felt like running on a boat and, you know, jumping ashore.
That would be the interpretation. That would have been, I think, the theme or the theme-ish of what the show was like.
Yes.
Sort of.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
How long they spent on those boats? It must have been months on those boats.
You do wonder.
They're good at navigating. They invented navigational methods and stuff, the Vikings. They're pretty smart dudes.
So did you...
I'm going to have my theory. I think they started the deforestation of Scandinavia,
good.
If that's the right word.
That's good.
Because that's why they pillaged and plundered, because of... I do remember, and they show this on the show, that the farming's no good. It gets too hard.
Oh God. I was thinking, anyway, that's good. I think that's, I reckon you might be on it. Okay. I should have asked Sam, because I was wondering when global warming was first recognised.
Oh, that's a good question.
And I'm wondering whether they were the first, as they're wandering around going, come back next year and they go, that iceberg's a bit smaller.
Yeah. Lars, have you noticed? The iceberg's
much bigger.
Oh, Floki, I talked to the gods. I talked to the gods and see what's happening. Ragnar.
So I reckon
he told me to stab you. The gods got a lot to answer for.
Yeah. I think they've recognised it, and maybe they didn't understand it, but they've gone, something's going on here.
Maybe. Sam? Yeah, when was global warming first identified?
It was in the 19th century that scientists started to study and understand the effect of chemicals on the Earth's environment, leading to theories about global warming.
Yes. Sam, when were the Vikings around?
The Viking Age started in the year 793, finishing in 1066.
So that doesn't quite relate, but...
Is that what you're going to say?
I'm going to say they recognised something was going on, because, right. Yeah, but we wouldn't have the problems with CO2s then, or methane, would we?
I think you might be right. Let's get the answer.
Vikings lived in extremely tough agricultural environments that roam on the most northern on the Earth. If the climate changes by only a couple of degrees, their crops would be ruined. Warmer temperatures also encourage the codfish to migrate further north, making them harder to catch. It's thought that Vikings were encouraged to rain nearby lands because their living situation was so precarious and reliant on a predictable climate. The demise of the Viking Age coincided with the climate change of the medieval warming period. There's more information found in the show notes.
So we were both right, were we?
Yeah.
In a way?
Yeah.
Sort of.
So maybe we should have our own
podcast.
Podcast, historical, combining science and history.
Yeah.
And given that most of your research came through a television show. And,
true.
And mine,
and a few kids' books that I've read to the kids about Vikings.
Yeah. That let's just go to show you don't need any more than that.
Excellent. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. That's it.
Check the show notes for more information. More and more clips from Floki. Oh, we've got a Facebook group as well. So have you heard about this?
No.
Sam set up a somehow related Facebook group. So if you're on Facebook,
yeah,
we're going to have like a little forum in there. We can get in and discuss the show and stuff.
Uh-oh.
Well, you don't have to go in there. I'll be in there because I'm on Facebook. So have a look anyway. We'll put it up there in the show notes and join the Facebook group because we'll chat about the show and stuff.
I didn't know that someone told me that someone has sent one in for us to do. So we can do that in a few weeks.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check the Somehow Related Facebook group if you are on Facebook. Have a look.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I just want to ask you, though.
Yeah.
Have you got anything in your cupboard that you keep just in case you have to go to a fancy dress? I had the Viking hat in there for years, and I finally let it go. And I'm not wearing that anymore to a fancy dress because it's just you can't wear it. And you can still buy them at a $2 shop. The Viking.
I had a really good tracksuit for a while and a mustache, so I could do a good chopper.
So it was an all encompassing.
I had the chopper mustache, which I kept, and then the dodgy tracksuit, and I had a great sports bag. You know, when they used to do armed robberies and they carry the shotgun in an old.
Good look.
Like a blue sort of sports bag.
Good look,
from the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that bag. I hope I still got it.
Yeah.
Because occasionally I bring it on a plane, but the zip broke. Well, but also we've got a dress-up box for the kids. And so that's my partner's, one of her favourite things is dressing up the kids. They've dressed up as Vikings for, you've got to go as your, what culture you're from
it's
day.
It's good fun, isn't it?
Oh, the kids love it. And they have book day, so they dress up as, one of the kids went as, my daughter went as Captain from Tintin, the drunk captain from Tintin, and so Captain Haddock.
You've got it. I mean, I've cleaned out my cupboard so many times. I think I've thrown away some really good stuff. But it's also handy to just go down to the Brotherhood and just go through there. You'll usually find something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's good. It's worth keeping. Yeah, I think it's worth keeping a Hawaiian shirt because invariably,
I bought one the other day. Where I had from? To do a gig in Queensland, tropical Queensland, and the theme was tropical.
Yeah.
And so I went down to my local menswear shop in Fairfield, Frank Rocker's menswear, established 1965. He's been there since the day I was born. I was born in 65. He's been working there since 1965, this guy. And it's an old-fashioned menswear shop.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's got everything you need. And I said, Frank, I'm going to a corporate gig in Queensland, but I need a tropical shirt. He goes, yeah, no problems. And I got this great, it's like one of those ones you see the Prime Minister's wearing on the APEC summit.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, so it's not a Hawaiian shirt. It's more a... like a flowers, but it looks tropical.
It covers a lot of...
Yeah.
And if you put it on, you just look like, hey, I don't take myself too seriously.
Yeah.
I'm up for a good time. Come over, have a chat, and I'll tell you where I got my shirt from.
And I've never worn it again. I saw it the other day.
Don't throw it away.
No.
Yeah.
Hello, Cairns. I'm coming.
Yeah.